following on from the previous module, we're going to look at the specific allowable expense of travel. So when we're talking about travel, we're talking about a journey that the employee makes for work purposes in their own car. We're not talking about their everyday commute from home to work. We're talking about perhaps going to a business meeting, going to a conference, going to pick up stationery, going to pick up paperwork from clients. We're talking about business-related travel. HMRC is a scheme called the Approved Mileage Allowance Payments, which means that if an employee is paid within this range of expense for travel, then there's no tax, extra tax needs to be paid. So this means that an employee can be paid 45 pence a mile for the first 10,000 business miles a year, 25 pence a mile for each additional mile, then paid 5 pence per mile for each passenger that they carry. So take a colleague to the conference with them, they can get an extra 5 pence a mile for each passenger that they carry for business purposes, 24 pence per mile if they use motorcycles, and often overlooked, 20 pence per mile if they use a bicycle for business travel. So if the employee pays just this amount, then there is no tax, no extra tax needs to be paid by the employee for receiving this. If the employee is paid less than this amount, then they can claim the shortfall, the difference between what they're paid by the employer and what the this approved mileage allowance payment scheme would pay them. They can claim that as an allowable expense. And if they're paid more by their employer than this scheme would allow, then the difference between what this scheme would allow and what the employer pays them is a taxable benefit, so it's added to the salary in order to get to the taxable pay. Let's look at an example. So Claire travels 13,000 business miles in the 1920 tax year on her own car, and her employer pays her 43 pence per mile. Flat rate, 43 pence per mile. How much of the mileage allowance is taxable? Okay, so we need to work out first what the employer actually pays her. So the 13,000 multiplied by 43 pence, 5,590. And then we take off what Claire can claim using the approved mileage allowance payments scheme. So our first 10,000 miles would have been at 45 pence or £4,500. And the next 3,000 miles would be at 25 pence or £750. Therefore, if she had used the approved mileage allowance payment scheme, then she would have received 5,250. She didn't, she received 5,590. So the difference between those is taxable. So that's added to her salary and her bonuses and everything else we've looked at already to arrive at her taxable pay. I've got a couple of examples for you to try. The first of these is Todd. Todd travels 15,000 miles in his own car during the 1920 tax year. For 1,000 of these miles, he has a colleague with him. His employer pays a flat rate of 40 pence per mile. How much of the mileage allowance is taxable? Or it may be how much of the allowance is an expense if it goes the other way. And again, Jacob travels 12,000 miles in his own car during the 1920 tax year, but he also travels 500 miles on his bicycle for work. His employer pays a flat rate of 50 pence per mile for his car mileage and nothing for his bicycle. And we're asked the same question, how much of that mileage allowance is taxable, or how much of that allowance can the employee claim as an allowable expense? And as always, the answers are available to download below this video.